Warren, Inflation Act doesn't lower utility costs for years. But that's where everybody would like to see those prices come down. By Ian Hanchett on September 14, 2022. On Wednesday's broadcast of MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell Reports, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, stated that the Inflation Reduction Act is partly about bringing down utility costs, and it's partly about bringing down health care costs. But admitted it only does so in the long run and stated that long term is where, I think, everybody in America would like to see those prices come down. Host Andrea Mitchell said, "The Inflation Reduction Act, so named, doesn't really reduce inflation. It brings the deficit down, less than one might have hoped because of Manchin and Sinema taking things out on the tax piece of it." Warren responded, "It absolutely brings the deficit down. And remember, if you think that the problem that causes inflation is too much money floating around in the economy, then it absolutely attacks that directly. But what it does that I think we have to remember about inflation is it attacks costs directly where families live. So, the Inflation Reduction Act is partly about bringing down utility costs, and it's partly about bringing down healthcare costs." Mitchell then pointed out that both of these are long-term and don't kick in until 25 or so. Warren responded, "But long-term is where, I think, everybody in America would like to see those prices come down. This is literally the first time that Big Pharma has lost in a battle to be able to keep raising prices forever and ever. And Democrats, again, Democrats have a real plan to bring down prices, while Republicans just stand by and scream." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.